Let him get married to regular Bas Yisrael, if she can't. Shekvachet Yeveved. Because half of him is an Eved. An Eved Kanani cannot have Yisurim, cannot get married to Bas Yisrael. So Yevatel, you Basil will say, let him remain and work this way. So Yevimavatel will never be able to get married. The world was created to have the children to get married. Shinyamana Pasak says, Lysaya Barol, Hashem was Yitzhara. Shem didn't create the world to be empty, but Hashem was Yitzhara. He created there should be a Shevis. People should be living on it. So it's very important to let the seven get married. Say, Elo, what do we have to do? The Tikkun Erlo, because of Atkonim and the Rabbonin, Koyfin es Rabbi, we force this master now, this half master. The Yoysaysev and Churn, and we make him free. The Koysev Shtar Achetzi Domov. And true, the other half of the money he'll get back. For right star, he gets back the rest of the money. And the end came out, Basil also agreed to Beishami, he's also masking to the Stakona. Rabbi, we have to force this master to free his Eved. And so the Rabbonim, HaMashacha Chatsi Avdoi, Rebbe Yoy Mekona, V'chomar Meloikona. The Mashacha, half of the Eved, it's a Machloikis. Omar Rabbi, Machloikis Pishtah, it's Machloikis Pishtah. The Rebbe saw of a heftel and of dosa of apostle Nosan law. Ma kishtar le kesef. Ma kesef ben kulu ben mechetsev ashtar ben kulu mechetsev. Rabbon and Garmel olam yisha no. Ma yisha chetsev loy. Af ever na mechetsev loy. Shal hay learn out the shichra from. He learned out from shtar. Just like a shtar is only kula and not chatsi. Here also he came in meshach chatsi. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start over again. That's Mem Aleph on the base from the Gemara. Again, Tana Rabbonin. Ha Meshachar Chatzi Avdoi. If the Odin wants to be Meshachar only half of his Eved Kanani. So it's a Machloikis. Rebbe Yoy Mekona, Vachom Moimnim Loikona. Rebbe says, yes, you could do that. You could free only half of the Eved. The Chom said, nothing doing. He has to be Meshachar the whole Eved. So now what's the Machloikis, boy? We know an Eved Kanani could go out free two ways. Either the Odin gives him a Shtar Shichur, he writes him a Shtar, he'd go out free, or else the Eved could buy himself free. If the Eved gives the other money, with the money he could buy himself free. So now it's Machlekes now, where exactly, in which case does Rebbe Nechum argue? Omar Rabbi says, Machlekes Bishtar. Machlekes is only when the Odin wants to free his Eved by giving him a Shtar. Over here we say the Rebbe, sub-Rebbe holds, yes, you could write a Shtar to free only half of the Eved. Because the Pasuk says, Vehefta Lein Evdosa. Which is talking about money, that the Eved, this is talking about a Shivcha really, that we hold that she's Chatzi Bas Chorin and Chatzi a Shivcha. She was half freed and half a Shivcha, and she was married, Moreses, to an Eved Ivri. So in such case, the Pasuk says, it's not a real Isha, she's not Chayiv Misa, somebody else lives with her, it's only a Lav. But the Pasuk says, Vehefta Lein Evdosa, she was not completely freed. Oichuposha Lanitin Lo. Or else she did not receive yet a get shichur. One of these two things did not come to her. So the Pasuk talks about receiving a get shichur, and also about hefta, about paying herself free. So Rebbe holds, ma kishtar le kesef. There's a hekesh in this Pasuk, the going out of a shtar to kesef. Ma kesef, just like when she buys herself free with kesef, ben kuli ben chetshiv, that's a svar you could buy half of yourself free, is af shtar, the same way when the Odin gives a shtar, nami ben kuli ben chetshiv. That the master could free his Eved, even half of the Eved, with a Shtar. That's Rebbe's Svara. There's a Hekish of Shtar to Kesef. For Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin Svara? They say, Gamri lo lam Isha. No, learn out the Pasha of Shtar Shichur, learn out from a Get Isha. So, my Isha, just like by a Get Isha, when you give your wife a Get, Chetzuloi, there's no way to be give a Get half or to half of your wife. Either you give her a Get completely, she's completely ice, or nothing. Af Eved, the same thing when you want to free your Eved, Nami, Chetziv Loi. That's the Chom Shita. That you cannot write a Shtar Shichra to half of your Eved. It has to be like a Get Isha, that you have to free your whole wife, you have to be Megarish, your whole wife, you can't do halfway. Abu Bekesef, but Rabbah learns this is the whole Machlekes. But in the case where the Eved frees himself with money, then Divri Hakol, even Chom hold Kona, that the Eved could free himself halfway. Because Peduya Vaina Peduya, that's beyond this possible, we have to learn of Dosa, that the Eved could free himself halfway. That's the way Rabbah learns. So Gemara says now, so what's the machloikis then by Shtar? Lema, let's say, Bokimiflagi. That this is the machloikis between Rebbe and Chachamim. The Ma Sova Hekesh Adifa, that Rebbe holds there's a hekesh. In other words, both really agree, Rebbe Nachumim, that in this pasuk there's two things. There's a hekesh. It says v'hefta lo nevdosoi chupash lo nitan lo. Hefta means money, chupash means star. So the pasuk talks about both of them together. So there is a hekesh that they both should have the same halacha. But there also is a gzeirah shav. It says lo nitan lo. It says the word law here, and it says by writing your wife forgets also the word law. So the question is, what's stronger? The Ma'asava Hekesh Adifa, Rebbe holds the Hekesh of Kesef the Shtar is more stronger. O Ma'asava Chom hold no Gzeirah Shav Adifa, that the Gzeirah Shav of learning out law lom Isha, that just like a get Isha is only Kula, not Chatzi, that's stronger than a Gzeirah Shav. Then a Hekesh. Sumar says, no, that's not the Machloikis. Yeloi, I'll tell you the Kuli Yama, really everybody holds Gzeirah Shav Adifa. Really, Gzeirah Shav is more stronger, and Rashi says, of course, it's Mufna. Like one word law is extra. So that should be really stronger than the Hekesh. But if so, why does Rebbe hold we use the Hekesh? Because here we could ask a kasha on this Gzeirah Shavah. You want to learn out get Shichrur from get Isha, I'll tell you Mali Isha. You know why Isha is different? She can ain't a Yaitza Bekesef. There's no way to let your wife go free with money. You can't, she can't pay you. There's only with a get, with a star. To Yama B'Yevin, Mashenkin, and Evet Kanani, Shayyatsev Kesef, he has another way to go out if he pays himself out. So therefore, Rebbe holds, we don't make this Gzeirah Shavah, but rather we make the Hekesh that we learn out the Yitzi of Shtar from the Yitzi of Kesef, that it could be done halfway. This is the way Rabbi learns the Machlokes between Rebbe and Nechomim. Now, if Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef wants to learn different. For Rav Yosef Omar, Machlokes B'Kesef. No, the Machlokes, he partially means, is even, and the Machlokes is only by Kesef. He first wanted to say that the Rebbe, sub Rebbe holds, yes, for Heftun Lein Nefdosa means Pduya Ve Nefduya. When the Pasuk says, if this Shivcha was half freed, it means half yes and half no. That means she paid herself halfway free. So Rebbe holds, by Kesef, she could pay herself halfway to free herself. Rabbonin Tzav, Rabbonin say no. The Shivcha was not freed at all. She's a complete Shivcha, the Pasuk is talking about. So why does it say Loshon of a Heft, the Lein of Dosam? Just Dibra Terek Loshon Neyodim. The Torah is talking the way people talk. But really it means she was not freed at all. Because the Rabbonin holds, she can't free herself halfway. Even by Kesev, the Chum holds, she cannot free herself halfway. Abu Bishtar, but what's going to be the Locha by Shtar? Divrei Hakol Ekona. Rav Yosef learns that even Rebbe agrees, shtar, you cannot free your Eved halfway. The whole machlokes is only by Kesef. That's the way Rav Yosef learns. So it comes out that by Kesef, if the Eved wants to free himself halfway, Rebbe says yes, and the Chum say no. But if the master wants to give his Eved a shtar to only free half of the Eved, nothing doing. And this thing the Gemara asks, shtar kakash, and Rav Yosef, that can't be. Meisvit says clearly, if the master frees half of his Eved by giving him a shtar to free half of him, so Rebbe Yoyim HaKona, Rebbe says, yes, the shtar does help the Eved is halfway free. V'chom say, Lekona, no, nothing is doing by shtar. So you see clearly, by a shtar itself also there's a machloikis. So Gemara says, Tiyufta the Rav Yosef, Tiyufta. We slug up, we throw away Rav Yosef, like he's a pirch, it's a question on Rav Yosef. Now the Gemara says, if so, name, let's say, Bishtarhu the Pligi. The Diyuk should be then only by Shtar do they argue. Abu Bekesef Loi, it should be a riot to Rabin got altogether. That by Kesef Mashmudia they do not argue, they both agree the Yevet could free himself halfway. So Gemara says, this much no, it could be, Abu Bekesef Loi Pligi, that's what should be Mashman. If so, Loi Metyevet Yutu the Rav Yosef Atarati, it should be a Kashan Rav Yosef in both things that he says. That Rav Yosef says that by Kesef there's also a machlokes. And here it should be mashma that by Kesef there's no machlokes. Tomorrow says no. Omalak Rav Yosef, this much can answer back. That Rav Yosef will say now, Pligi b'shtar v'ua din b'kesef. No, maybe they argue both ways. They argue by shtar and by Kesef. That Rebbe says both you could do halfway, and the Chum say both you cannot do halfway. So why is there machlokes by shtar? I'll tell you, Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi, and once teaches Rabbi's chiddush that even by shtar, Rabbi holds you could free half an eved. But the Gemara says, if so, but v'lifnugu b'kesef, why don't we argue also only by kesef? And let's hear a chiddush the rabbanon say, even by kesef, you cannot free halfway. So Gemara says, that's not a kasha. The klal usually is, it's always better to teach us a chiddush in heter. Like here, he wants to teach us that Rebbe holds, even by shtar, he does not hold from the gzeirah shava lolam isha, but Rebbe holds by shtar, you could free half an eved with a shtar. So we're coming out like Rabba, that by shtar is the machlekes, and by kesef, everybody holds that kesef helps halfway. Toshima, come in here. Pasuk says behefta, that this again, this pasuk talks about a shivcha, she was behefta. So pashas means she was freed. Yochol akol, maybe she freed herself completely. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says loy nefdosa. No, she did not free herself. E loy nefdosa, if she did not free herself, yochol akol, maybe it means completely. She's a complete evet, she did a complete shivcha. She did not free herself at all. Talmud Lema behefta. No, the pasuk says behefta, she did free herself. So what's going on here? Like Kate said, how could this be? What the pasuk means is peduya veina peduya, v'kesef, that she freed herself halfway with money. In other words, she gave half of her value to a master and told the master, "I want to buy myself halfway." So that's the pasuk of a hefta line of dosa. She was only freed halfway. Now the kesef of a shava kesef, either she bought herself with money or the value of money. Now the Brisa says clearly, v'yein liyela b'kesef, only b'kesef. Bishtar minayin, how do I know even with a shtar also she could free herself halfway, or she could be freed halfway if the master gives her a shtar? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says vehefta lo nifdoso oy chupash lo nitan lo. Says whether she did not receive a chupash means was the a shtar. Well, the halam the way another pasuk it says v'kosav lo sefer krisus, that by your wife when you want to give her a get, it says loshen of sefer krisus. So we say ma lahalam, just like over there by get. Bishtar, how do you free your wife only with a shtar? Is afkan bishtar? He also by a shtar. So that's how we learn out that you could free an eved with a shtar. But now maybe ein li yelech etiyov bekesef oy kula bishtar. So far the pasuk says like this: vehefta loy nevdasa means she's freed halfway with money. Oy chuposha means she did not receive a shtar. But maybe shtar only helps to free the whole eved. How do we know that a master could free his eved even half of him with a shtar? On this, there's hekish. The same pasuk it said that he could be freed halfway with money, and she did not receive a shtar. So makish shtar lekesef. There's this hekish between the loch of shtar to kesef. Ma kesef, just like by freeing yourself by money. Ben kule ben chetiv. That the eved could free half of himself with money, is av shtar, the same way when the master writes a shtar, nami the same way, bein kula bein chetziv, that he could be freed halfway with the shtar. That's what the Brisa says. So it's like this. Bishleim ala Rabbi Yosef, bishleim ala kontra Rabbi Yosef, bosa the Yisusiv after Rabbi Yosef was slugged up, that he was chayza, that by shtar, by there is a machlekes, so sata yomani rebihi, I tell them this whole brisa goes according to Rebbe. In other words, here it's mashma, there's a machlokes, bein bekesef, bein bishtar. So it's good, those things goes according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds by both, it helps halfway. Elul Rabba, but according to Rabba, Rabba says like this, that by kesef, everybody agrees you could do it halfway. It's only a machlokes by shtar. If so, reish at the beginning of this brisa, it says by kesef, you could free yourself halfway. Divrei Hakel, it goes according to everybody. The sefer that says by shtar you could free yourself halfway is Rebbe, only goes according to Rebbe. So the Morse Nechanami, Yomulach Rabbi, Rabbi answers back, true, in, yes, what's so shver? I'll tell you, Reisha Divri Akil, the Reisha that says that Kesef could be freed halfway, everybody agrees to that. And the sefer that says even by shtar, that's only Rebbe, that only goes according to Rebbe. And Rav Ashi is a little bit better. Rav Ashi Yomar, Rebbe, this whole price that goes according to Rebbe. It's not a kasha, it's not a machloikis. This whole price is Rebbe. Rebbe is the one that says shtar helps halfway and kesef helps halfway. I, the Rabbanan, make a chilut, the Rabbanan say that kesef helps and shtar doesn't help. So what? This price doesn't bring down a machloikis here. This price was cooler Rebbe. The koponim, this is the machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, exactly where the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chum is. Now the Gemara is a kasha like this. Elo masdisa, now a mission here. Tiktoni that says Aloch is about Misha Chetzi Neved Chetzi Ben Chayrin. It says if I have half a Neved, half a free, he's half freed. So the Machloikis, Vesilu says leave him that way. And by Shami says no, we forced the Master to free him. But our co-ponim, they both agree you have such a Metzias from a person that's half free and half a Neved. So how is that? So Vishleim al Rab, according to Rabbi Mukul Lo Bekesef, but Divri Akil. According to Rabbi, it comes out according to everybody. That with Kesef, everybody agrees
you could free yourself halfway. The only machlokes is only by shtar. Elul Rabbi Yosef, but according to Rabbi Yosef that says that it's a machlokes bein kesef bein shtar, so then lame, you have to say our Mishnah is only Rebbehi for lay Rabbonin. Our Mishnah cannot come out according to the Rabbonin, because Rabbi Yosef says that the Rabbonin hold that by the Rabbonin hold you can't free half an eved bein b'shtar bein b'kesef, you can't do it. So according to the Kasha, according to Rabbi Yosef, it should be our Mishnah doesn't come out. So according to the Rabbonin, Gemara says no. Ravine answers, our Mishnah is talking about the Eved.